Yeah, I'm really excited to be here at Loughborough. It's the first time being at Loughborough, being in Loughborough, but I'm really enjoying it so far. I chose to play for Loughborough because I heard about this pro women league that was starting for wheelchair basketball, and I think that's really cool to play against women. And then I texted the coach, and he told that the professional setting that was around here and all the the professional staff and all the players that want to improve. And I was like, this will be a surrounding where I can be a good athlete and I can be better and I can get better as athlete. And I think that's very beautiful. Yeah, I think it's beautiful that I can start playing in a team that's already a team that won the gold medal last year. So you know you have a squad that can play basketball, and still a lot of improvement left, but we have a good basis, and I think that's a great base to build on. I hope to achieve playing for the Lightnings to, of course, improve my own personal game as a basketball player, but also being of good help for the other athletes to improve, so they can learn a lot from me and I can learn a lot from them. And I think in that way we can improve both. So the main thing I want to improve over here is like being a leader on court and set all the players on the right spots and let everybody play their best games.
And also kind of
I think adapting to a new coach is also like a learning process, but one you can learn a lot from. Every coach have a different system, a different mind of the game, and I think more coaches I met, the more I can learn. So I'm really looking forward to learn from George. He was a great player, and I think I can learn a lot from him. Being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 11, it was shocking. As a child, I was, the first thing I thought was I'm gonna die, because cancer is kind of like linked to die in my head. But we found out really soon that it wasn't like the really aggressive form of cancer, but it was like kind of really special form. So we didn't quite knew what was going on. So being sick, it was tough, but it also learned me a lot. I think I've become a lot stronger mentally and physically. And when I look back to it now, it really gave me a lot of personality skills that I wouldn't have if I wouldn't be sick. So now I'm really glad that I've been sick and that I'm here, because I won't be here if I didn't have the cancer. So for me now it's positive. But of course, being sick as a child, it's hard. But I think I'm always like very positive minded. My parents learned me that, and I think that really helped me to overcome the cancer and make the best out of it and take everything out of it that I can learn from it, and now I can put it in my basketball game and in my in me as a person. So it really made me to the person I am today.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, my biggest dream when I was younger was to become a football player for Ajax. It's a club in Amsterdam, and I knew one thing for sure, that I was going to play in Ajax one day. And then I got sick, so my dream kind of crashed. And a life without sport, it isn't a life for me. I'm sport addicted, I think you can say. So my parents came up with the Paralympic Talent Day. And it's a day where you can try out all different kind of sports. So my dad said, maybe we should go there. And I was like, I'm not gonna play in a wheelchair because I can walk. But I wasn't able to play able sport anymore. So then my dad took me to this Paralympic Talent Day, and there I tried out wheelchair basketball for the first time, and it was love at first sight. And I knew directly this is going to be my new sport, and now I'm here.
And now you're here, like you said.
Yeah, I think like working through a Paralympic Games, it's like the Paralympic Games is the biggest tournament you can play as a basketball player. So that being delayed, it was really tough. But it was tough for like 2 or 3 days, and then my mind kind of switched in, okay, I have 300 plus days to train harder, to get better, to be a better player in Tokyo, to get stronger as a team. So we kind of switched it in, okay, we get an extra year to grow. And that's what we did. We worked a year, we worked our ass off, and we trained really hard. And luckily in 2021, the Tokyo Games were there, and we won the gold medal. So.
Yeah, and the rest was kind of history. Tell us a little bit about how that was and to be champions of the world.
Yeah, I think winning the gold medal, it's like, I still don't believe it. When I say it, it's still like, if I'm living a dream, it was so amazing. It was kind of all the hard work you did over the last 6 or 8 years, it kind of disappeared. And it was, you're all looking at that gold medal and like, oh, this is where I've done it for. And I was so proud. I think proud is the word that sticks the most. Really proud of the fact that we did it.
And do you now have sights on Paris as well?
Yeah, of course. I think winning gold, it's really good. And you made history, we made history by winning the gold medal. But I think if you win gold once and you win it twice, you're even better. And like really good athletes, they stay on top, and they say, yeah, stay on top is maybe even harder than getting there. So yeah, of course we aim to win gold again at Paris. Yeah.
Excellent. And
I think the fact that the like the overall the overall knowledge about I think that the fact that the overall knowledge about the Paralympic sports is growing and that's getting more attention of media and sponsorships is really important to show the world that if you have a disability, that anything is possible. I think most of the people still are thinking that when you're in a wheelchair or something that, oh, my life's over, I can't do anything. And I think by showing the world throughout sports that you can do anything you want and that every dream you have still is achievable, I think that's very important, especially for the young kids around here. If you have a disability, if there's something going wrong in your life, don't give up and make new dreams and be arrogant and achieve them.
Do you feel the pressure, privilege?
I think for me it's a privilege to be a role model. I still can't really imagine that I'm really a role model. Sometimes it's like a dream that I am, because I think it's beautiful if you can be a role model, because that means that at least some that I can help some people, and I think that's beautiful. So for me, it's definitely a privilege, yeah. Being part of the community, I think within the sports, being like a lesbian or something, it's more accepted than on the outside of the world. I do believe that, in my opinion, if it gets normal, we don't have to talk about it anymore. So the fact that we still have to talk about it means that it's not normal yet. And I think the sports world is one of the worlds that is ahead on the rest of the like society within acceptance. And so I think it's important to show the world that in our world, it's okay. And you can be safe and you can be whatever you want. And I think especially in the Paralympic sports world, it's maybe even more accepted because everybody is different over here. And it all doesn't matter who you are and who you look like and who you love. It's just, we're making fun, we're playing sports together and we're building dreams and achieving dreams. So I think that's a very important message to give to the rest of the society.
Focus at Dan, afterwards, please.
Yep, so just start with your name and your title, please,
George. So my name's George Bates, and I'm the head coach for Liverpool Lightning Wheelchair Basketball.
And just start us by telling us why we're here today.
So we're here today to talk about the amazing signing of Bo Kramer for Loughborough Lightning.
Excellent. Welcome, Bo, to Loughborough. How important is that to you?
So we're delighted to announce and to have signed Bo Kramer for Loughborough Lightning. It's massive for not just for me, but for the team. Bo Kramer is one of the best players in the world, and the fact that we've managed to attract an athlete of that calibre to come to Loughborough and to play for us just speaks volumes to what we're doing here with wheelchair basketball and parasport as a whole at the university.
Just tell us a little bit about why that's so important and how you've managed to secure such a major coup.
So it's important because we want this league to grow and we want representation and people with disabilities to play sport. And if we can have kind of the best players in the world playing in Loughborough, that's only going to inspire potentially other people to do that. It came about because Bo followed me on Instagram and I thought, that's interesting. And 2 days later, she messaged me some questions about the league. And from there, we had a couple of meetings to talk about what the league looked like, what the league looks like, what Loughborough looks like, and how we can make it work. And fortunately enough, she obviously liked what it looked like, and from there, yeah, signed. And it was a few months wait for the visa to get all that sorted, but yeah, delighted to have her here.
I think just to know you're going to that next step.
Yeah, I think we've recruited really well. We're not just with Bo, we've signed a couple of other players, young players, so Maddie Martin, Anna Belize, and Jess Atherley, who will really help the squad as well. So our off-season recruitment has been great. We're going to have an even bigger target on our back now after last season and what we managed to achieve. It's good to be successful, but the real teams are successful for sustained periods of time, and that's what we want to do here at Loughborough. So we'll be going into this season knowing that there's a huge target on our back and we've got to perform to keep our title.
And how much of a challenge too?
Yeah, I tend to not think about that. I'm thinking game by game and more if we were to lose a game but win the league and win the playoffs, you'd take that rather than winning every game and then losing the playoff final, for example. So we just take it game by game. If it's nice to not be beaten, that's cool, but I don't really pay too much attention to that. As long as we're playing good basketball and executing and working hard, doing the things that we know we can do, that's what I'm more happy about.
And how pleasing?
I've been really pleased, like the support and the effort that the university has given me to help build this team has been incredible, and it's probably the only place in the country, I think, that has this kind of wide breadth of para sport, and not just wheelchair basketball, but also all the other sports. We've got lightning cycling team, para cycling teams, para badminton. There's a whole host of other para athletes that are here. I think it speaks volumes to what the university wants to achieve and where it thinks the world should be. And I'm really proud to be a part of something that's leading that in this country. I think it's just about visibility for me. So there's always very good coverage of the Paralympics every 4 years, and then maybe not so much in between. So the more publicity it can get, and our games have been fortunate enough to be televised, which is a massive part that the average Joe can tune in on a Saturday afternoon and watch. I think that's the biggest part of it. Also with bigger companies picking up and sponsorships and visibility. So there's a load of companies now that use disabled models, disabled athletes, or people with impairments or whatever, and it just becomes more normalized. And I think that's a huge part of just making disability sport seen as normal within the kind of everyday world.
And that leads in program as well for their support.
Yeah, it's amazing, Computer Centre's support. So we were the first team to get a big major sponsor, and Computer Centre were that. To have a multinational, huge company sponsor Parasport is just kind of a step in the right direction, and hopefully it'll lead to more investment from other companies. But for us, it allows us to run the program. It allows us to attract athletes such as Bo Kramer to come play for us. It allows us to have all the practitioners we have. We have S&C, psych, nutrition, and performance lifestyle. We wouldn't be able to do that without that kind of investment. So for us, it essentially runs the program, which is massive for us and massive for the athletes to get this professional training environment that will help them achieve the goals that they've set for themselves.
Perfect.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Perfect.